Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with co-writers Alistair Legrand and Luke Harvis, who wrote The Diabolical. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So happy to talk to you about The Diabolical. Yeah. I wanted to know, how did you set this project up? Was this an idea that came from you?
Yeah, it was, this is Alistair's voice, by the way.
Okay.
The idea started to just change my mind after watching a lot of terrible supernatural television shows on, like, that I'm addicted to, where people are investigating, like, ghost houses and mansions and stuff like that, and I get a lot of my ideas from watching bad television, is what I'm trying to say. Luke and I just wanted to figure out a way to tell a poltergeist story in an interesting way where the hauntings, with rooms getting cold and objects moving and doors slamming and stuff like that, is explained in a science fiction background. So, and we just wanted to kind of try to reinvent the wheel in a way.
So did you always, when you started with science fiction, did you always know that you would have one location, like it's sort of contained in this house? You're kind of mixing the science fiction genre with the haunted house in a way. Was that something that came out of the development of the story?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to make a movie all set predominantly in one location. Our producer, Ross Bittersteed, is really good at kind of crafting stories that are centralized. They call them hero locations movies. And I had already wanted to make a movie about a house that was haunted by something from the future. So we just tried with the outline of the story to make sure that all the beats were plausible and made as much sense as possible. So that once we got in there, it was the movie made sense in a way.
So did you outline for your producer, or just walk me through the process? Did this start as a pitch and then go to the outline stage? And how long does each stage take?
It started as a pitch, and then I think we did a treatment. We outlined pretty heavy the beats, but yeah, we started the pitch, did our outline that we never handed in, that was just for us, and then we did a really extensive treatment, that in detail with dialogue, all the beats that we could think of, and I think that's what we submitted first to the producers.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think James Cameron invented the word scriptment, and that was what we did with the first. It was a really, really long treatment with every single beat outlines and dialogue that we wanted after I pitched the initial idea. And once they were on board with the treatment, they agreed to do the film. And we, from that experience, actually, now we always have very in-depth treatments that really helps us as we write our screenplays. It's wonderful. It's like a fully fleshed out skeleton that you can just take from.
Just for a beginner out there, how many pages is that? Just so a beginner can get a sense of what they're, what they would be expected to write.
I would say, it was about 30 pages as a treatment.
Oh, okay. So that really is a blueprint for the whole script. And so does that take longer than actually writing the pages, or how long does it take you to come up with a 30-page treatment that includes the dialogue and everything? That sounds like that sounds like all the heavy lifting is sort of in that treatment.
Yeah, I'd say a few weeks of work. I mean, the best part of having a writing partner is that we can accomplish a little bit more than the average writer per day. So I'll sit down and start hammering out pages, and I'll do about 10 and then pass it off to Luke, and he'll reread what I just wrote and write his own. So that way we're a more efficient machine. So we were able to hammer it out pretty quickly. It actually makes your screenwriting a lot faster when you're accomplishing a first draft, because you've essentially already written the story, you know where you're going. And then, of course, you discover new things along the way once you're writing the script, so that you don't have to, like, stick exactly to the treatment.
Right. And is this your first feature together?
It is, yeah. First feature.
First feature. So,
yeah, this is our first, not our first script. We've written many, many bad screenplays. This is our first produced screenplay, for sure.
I'm sure they were all great. Is this, so basically this is you breaking into the business. How did you, you know, just for, again, for a beginner out there, how did you get to this point? Like, you wrote several scripts together and then eventually a producer just sort of caught on to this idea. Or can you just tell me, you know, how you got this opportunity?
We had, we had written, I think this is like our sixth script, but we, you know, we've done five before. The fifth one got us a little bit of notice, and I think we took a meeting with Ross, or Alistair took a meeting with Ross. I think it was like our second, the second meeting that we took, and I think, sorry, Alistair, go ahead. That was your.
We had written a script called Toe, which was a more violent, insane horror film that I've been dying to make for a long time, and then the company read that and really just liked the writing style, which happens a lot. A company will ask to meet you just because they enjoy reading your script. They don't necessarily want to make it, but they would like to just kind of meet the writers. And I went into a company called Preferred at the time and met with a producer named Ross Dinnerstein, and he really liked our writing style and asked if I added any other ideas for a more of like a haunted house tale. And I just so happened at the time to really want to write, I really wanted to write Diabolical. So it worked out perfectly. And once I told him the underlying plot of Diabolical, he asked if we could put that into treatment form, and we went off and did it. Then they optioned the idea based on the treatment.
So that meeting is what they call in the business a general meeting, then, that you would have after your script, the Toe script had gone out. I'm just trying to explain, you know, to beginners out there. So you write a script, the script goes out, a lot of people read it, they might not necessarily want to buy it, but they want to meet with you, and then do you have to come into the room with other pitches ready, or, you know, just sort of log lines, or how do you prepare for that meeting?
You can't be too prepared. I mean, you go in basically, they want to just meet a person that they get along with after they initially like your idea. So you don't have to go in ready with a perfect pitch or a perfect log line or treatment. It's just more of like sitting down and making sure that if we do eventually work on something together, that, you know, we are going to like each other and actually, you know, respond well to each person's creative ideas. So, once you're in there in the general, if they ask you if you have any other ideas or other projects or something exciting, you can produce. If there's something you really like or are enthusiastic about, you can sort of pitch them on that or try to make them intrigued in something, an idea of yours.
And do you have other horror ideas? And once you're in that genre, do you want to stick with that type of film just because it helps you brand yourself better as a writer, or do you believe that that's not necessary and you should just write the best story?
Definitely write the best story. Luke, you want to speak why we like working in the genre?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were fans before we were filmmakers, right? You know, growing up watching horror movies endlessly on repeat. No, that stuff. I think it actually helps to maybe not brand yourself necessarily, because, you know, you do want to write the best story, you know, the one that, like, you're the most passionate about. But at the same time, you know, if people know you as a good horror writer, as a good genre writer, you know, it sort of bypasses some of those preliminary steps. Because you've already proven yourself in the genre.
Yeah, and we love combining genres. And just, I mean, it's more, you can write something that you're really invested in, that you really care about. So if you have a genre that you really want to write about and talk about, then there's nothing wrong with continuing to just keep working in that, because that's what makes you happy, and that's what has really kind of helped you pipe that day. So for us, that's science fiction and horror and action and those kind of stories. And especially horror is a beautiful genre because you can take every single other genre and fold it in underneath one genre roof. And that's the kind of the beauty of it, is because you can tell so many different stories inside of the horror escape.
What are some of your influences? Since you said you're fans, what are some movies that you sort of thought about when you were doing this one?
Robert Zemeckis' Contact is a big influence on this. A 1970s horror film called The Entity was an influence on this because it's about a mother trying her best to take care of children inside a house that's haunted. Toby Hooper's original Poltergeist was a strong influence on this just because the way that that script was written by Spielberg and the way they sort of had that family feel so natural. It's something that we're always trying to capture and make sure that our stories have characters that you really care about, so that when they're in peril, you actually want them to get out of the way or dodge the ghost or dodge the monster. And just as writers, I mean, we grew up obsessed with, like, Andrew Kevin Walker, and I read a lot of his scripts kind of growing up to sort of figure out how to write screenplays. And Eric Red wrote a screenplay called The Hitcher once. That's a huge influence on my writing.
That's awesome. Well, it's so, you know, it was so scary to watch, and I myself was like, who's in my closet? I don't want to open that door. I mean, you just really...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm the person that doesn't want to watch the horror movie. Like, I'm watching it between my fingers. So you really...
That's the best kind of audience.
I can't stand it. And then I'm still watching. I got really spook easy. What about you guys? What scares you? Or were you scared while making this or, you know, shooting it? Or do you ever just have a creepy feeling when you're writing, you know, or you scare yourself? Or does that not happen anymore because you see behind the curtain so much that it's almost like you can't scare you?
It's so helpful to me. I can't speak for Alistair, but I still get, you know, creeped out by movies all the time. Even movies that I've seen before. And
yeah.
I think maybe part of that might be an overactive imagination. You know, like when you're lying there at night, you can imagine all sorts of terrible things creeping around in the darkness.
I get scared by the idea of someone knocking on my door in the middle of the night. That's always the central scariest type concept to me. There's lots of stuff that scares me. Movies, not so much. It's kind of harder nowadays because you watch so many, you get a little jaded. But it's always fun for us when we're working out errors and scenes of tension to try to figure out, to come from a real place. So I'm always asking Luke, like, what scares you? And he's asking me, like, what would creep you out? And we talk about nightmares we had and stuff like that to try to figure out a scare that the audiences just get more intelligent every single year because we're just inundated by so many movies and so many television shows. So it's really hard to stay ahead of the fold and try to figure out ways for people to get scared in a new, fresh, and exciting way.
Is there an area you want to work in next? Like, do you want to stay with the haunted house type of idea, or cemeteries, or a creepy lab, or is there a location that you would love to write something in, or what are you working on next?
We're working on more of a thriller. I'm always getting ideas based on futuristic technologies, and we're trying to do a movie about face transplants and modern face transplants and that aspect of the world and how a person can undergo trauma and try to recover from that with a brand new identity. And that is, I really want to write a tense, grounded thriller next, and that's what we're working on.
That's awesome. I just talked to the guys who wrote Face Off, and it's still so creepy and such a good idea. I think it's time for another face movie. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, ours is like space off taken very, very, very seriously. So hopefully it's terrifying.
Yeah, there's something so terrifying in that, just not knowing. It's like an imposter. It's like you don't know who this person is. They look like someone you know, but they don't know. You don't know who they are. It reminds me of a little bit of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, because you don't know if someone's yet turned into a bad guy or a zombie. But they've got the face that you recognize. It's so creepy. Well, awesome. Well,
yeah, it's something very unsettling.
I'm already...
It's like from their perspective also.
Yeah, it's just like, scary.
Will they recognize themselves? You know, how that must feel to be in their kind of perspective, looking in the mirror, seeing a, you know, like a stranger, but it's yourself. You know, it's like right before next word.
So creepy.
Yeah, so that one's called that one's called Clinical, and that's what we're shooting next, hopefully in February.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to talk to you guys again, and thank you so much. Hope everybody goes to see The Diabolical.
Thank you.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye.